The exhibition is up from January 26th to February 8th.
LGBTQ.
Dave Radio, Fridays at noon on CITR.
Wow, wow, Dave, you're so sway. Oh, Dave, I like your shave.
And we're the Daves. I'm David Bedanek.
I'm Dave Campbell.
I'm Dave Frank.
We're the Daves.
And you're listening to CITR FM 101.9.
CITR Radio.
And these are the Daves of our lives.
Friday, the 26th of January, 2017, and this is Dave Radio with Radio Dave on the radio. We're broadcasting live on CITR 101.9 FM and streaming on the World Wide Web at CITR.ca from our studios underlooking the agora of the Palatial Student Nest on the Musqueam territory of Alcsin, better known to you as the Point Grey campus of the University of British Columbia. On the program today, Shindig 34 is wrapping up next week with a big finale at Pat's Pub on Friday night. Today, we're going to take a listen to some of the also-rans, the great bands that didn't make it past the first round, because they're worth a second listen. Plus, we'll have the usual call board, and we'll fill you on what's happening in theater this weekend. It's Vancouver's go-to hour for local independent theater, film, and music, and it starts right now. Don't touch that dial. Well, looky outside. It's not raining today. Look at that. Blue skies. And I think it was Facebook or one of those systems that seems to follow me around and tell me what to do said it was going to rain today. So screw you, Facebook. Screw you! There you go. That's teaching. It's a nice day out there, sunny and all that stuff. Not that I care about the weather, but, you know. So, like I said, Shindig is wrapping up. Shindig, if you don't listen to this program, if you don't listen to CITR, if you haven't been around Vancouver at all for the last 34 years, you may not know. But it's the Battle of the Bands. It's CITR's showcase for local independent bands that are trying to get a little exposure, trying to expand their base, trying to get a new audience, trying to be seen and heard and all that stuff. And we get 27 bands, and we put them up three at a time over the fall. Usually starts in mid-October at a fabulous venue. Lately, we've been doing it at the Hastings Mill Brewing Company, also known as Pat's Pub and Brew House, at Hastings and Dunleavy in the beautiful downtown east side, and right up from Oppenheimer Park. And then after the autumn eliminations, then there's three semifinals that happen in January. And it all wraps up with a big finale happening next Friday night at Pat's Pub, Friday, February 2nd. Also, just $6 to get in. And there's tons of prizes, tons of fun. And the Hastings Brewing Company puts together some tasty beverages. So the whole thing is worth checking out. So as I said, 27 bands to start, 3 to finish. And so that means that there's 24 groups. Well, not even that. What is it? 18 groups that didn't make the first cut. And so we're going to get through as many of those as we can in this hour, just to give you a sense of what you heard. So where are we going to start? The very first week was October 10th. We had Mittens, who are, I believe, making it to the final, if I'm not mistaken. I don't have the final listing in front of me. But we had them on the show here, and they passed through. But the other two bands that didn't pass through, that didn't make it past the first round, that played on October 10th, are also worth checking out. And we're going to hear them right now. As soon as I find, there we are. So they are called the Modern Day Poets and the Sylvia Platters. So let's start with the Modern Day Poets.
Killing for bread.
So you go. That's the Sylvia Platters, and they played October 10th on Shindig 34. On the following week, we had Basic Instinct won that one, and they were followed by another couple of bands. Stop. I knew I was going to say something else. Modern Day Poets are going to be playing at the Railway Club next week, February 3rd. So if you like that, you can go see them next week. Sylvia Platters are going to be performing in Mission tonight at a club called The Stage in Mission, BC. So you want to check those out. Okay. So now we're going to move on. Could have had this better organized, but then it wouldn't be Dave Radio, would it? No, of course not. So now we're going to hear from two bands that played on October 17th at Shindig. They're the Sissy Heathens. And where is he now? April Fool's Childhood.
What I was.
So that's Sissy Heathens, and they performed Shindig in October. And they're going to be performing tonight. Tomorrow night. Tonight and tomorrow night is the fifth anniversary show for Art Signified at the Rickshaw. Bunches of bands playing both nights, and Sissy Heathens will be on the bill tomorrow night at the Rickshaw. We also heard from the April Fool's Childrenhood, David Cowling performing solo. And he's got nothing coming up, but keep an eye out for him, too. So we're just doing a rundown of some of the bands that didn't make it past the first round of Shindig 34, our annual Battle of the Bands. The big finale for Shindig is coming up next weekend, Friday, February 2nd, and the top three bands that'll be battling it out for all the great prizes are Bored Decor, Mama Rude Gal, MTHC, and Sorry Edith. So we've been previewing them up along the line, but we'll talk more about those three bands next week. But right now we're just kind of giving a retrospective on some of the bands that did perform deserve a second look, or second listen, as it were. We're going to take a quick break, and then when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit about some of the theater events that are happening this weekend.
AMS Refugee Relief was founded in 2015 as a reaction to the Syrian refugee relief crisis. Last year, we brought a family of 10 living in a parking lot in Lebanon to Vancouver. This year, we're trying to do that again with a displaced family in Turkey, and you can help. This Friday night at the UBC Nest, AMS Refugee Relief, in collaboration with the BVP, is putting on a multi-artist performance with acoustic, dance, classical music, and vocals. And it's all by donation, with a minimum of a toonie. So if you're looking to support the refugee situation, or you just want a cheap date night, come by the Performance Theater, also known as The Egg, at the UBC Nest at 6:30 p.m. You can also visit our Facebook page by searching AMS Refugee Relief Sounds for Syria. See you then.
You're just playing a game. It's more than that. It's about adventure and saving the world and having magic.
UBC Theater and Film presents a high-octane dramatic comedy laden with homicidal fairies,
evil succubi,
and 90s pop culture.
Acclaimed playwright Ki Gwin offers a life-changing journey for the geek within us all. Join Agnes the Ass-Headed on her quest to find and free the lost soul of her deceased sister in She Kills Monsters. From January 18th to February 3rd at 7:30 p.m.
in the Telus Studio Theater at the Chan Center for the Performing Arts. It's a Dungeons & Dragons tale exploring sexual identity, grief,
and some hella fierce woman warriors who about to open up a can of whoop-ass on ya.
Discorder Magazine has been supporting local music for over 30 years. Thanks to the long-term support of the Rickshaw Theater, Discorder lives. Your favorite bands are playing at the Rickshaw Theater. Check out their calendar just behind the cover of Discorder Magazine or at rickshawtheater.com.
Dave Radio with Radio Dave on the radio. A couple of weeks ago, last week actually, we talked to one of the actors from the play Ruined by Lynn Nottage that is coming up at Pacific Theater. It was actually supposed to open tonight, but they had a last-minute casting change, so they've had to extend their rehearsal period, and they're going to open next week. So if you've already bought tickets, you've probably already been contacted by Pacific Theater. But if you're planning on going tonight, they won't let you in. They apologize for any inconvenience, of course, but Ruined by Lynn Nottage will be opening next week, Friday, February 2nd, at Pacific Theater at 12th and Hemlock. But there's some great stuff going on this weekend at the York Theater. Hot Brown Honey, the loud, proud, feminist burlesque team from Australia, is performing for the next couple of days. There is Shannon Yee's show, Reassembled Slightly Askew, at the Culture Lab, a mind-blowing autobiographical audio-based artwork that immerses the audience in the experiences of descending into a coma from a rare brain infection, brain surgeries, and subsequent rehabilitation with an acquired brain injury. So it's Brain Injury as Theater, Reassembled Slightly Askew, with Shannon Yee at the Culture Lab, and that runs until next weekend. Also coming up at the Freddie Wood Theater here at UBC, starting on Wednesday night, it's New World Theater's King Arthur's Night. This is by Neil McNeil with assistance from Marcus Yosef and music by Veda Hilly. This is a, it's described as epic in scale and radically inclusive. It features a fully integrated professional cast, including actors from Burnaby's Down Syndrome Research Foundation, plus a live band and 20-person choir. It's a refined, brutal, crude, and tender story of King Arthur. King Arthur's Knights invites the audience to reject the idea that some experiences are inherently marginal, and instead witness those stories front and center on stage. It's a unique look at the tale of King Arthur, worth checking out. It's at the Freddie Wood Theater starting on Wednesday night. And continuing on at the Jericho Art Center is United Players' production of Stephen Sondheim's Merrily We Roll Along, directed by our pal Chris King. This traditional showbiz musical is turned on its head in the thrilling and compelling Broadway fable about friendship, compromise, and the high price of success. Merrily We Roll Along at the Jericho Art Center from now until February 11th. And let's see, one more show going on right now. It's Top Dog Underdog. This is an Arts Club production at the Gold Corp stage at the BMO Theater Center, which is a long way of saying the Olympic Village. And this is about two African-American brothers, one of them played by our pal Luke Roderick. And their names are Lincoln and Booth, ironically named by their parents. And they share a seedy one-room apartment looking for easy money and cards. They're card players. Things get tight and tough when their competition grows and their lies exceed their truth. When there isn't room for both to succeed, who will come out on top? Top Dog Underdog by Susan Laurie Parks at the Gold Corp stage at the BMO Theater Center from now until February 11th. And one last big thing. We're going to talk a little bit more about this later, but just remember that January 30th, which is Tuesday night, is the, Monday night. 30th is Monday night? Today's the 26th, 27th, 28th. No, Tuesday night. Yeah, there we go. It's the main stage lottery party for the Vancouver Fringe Festival. It's at Studio 1398. Doors open at 5:30. And, it's a casual event. Latecomers are welcome. So just show up when you can, but they're going to start things off around 5:30, 6 o'clock. Find out if you have entered into the main stage lottery. Find out if you're getting a show at the Fringe this year. So this hour we're talking about Shindig, the CITR's annual Battle of the Bands that wraps up next Friday at Pat's Pub, Friday, February 2nd, I had them right in front of me here. The three bands facing off for the big prize. Where is it? I don't have it. I'll tell you later. I'll tell you later who the finalists are. But we're not talking about finalists right now. We're talking about some of the other bands that are going to have performed throughout the fall at Shindig. And one of the groups that played the 5th of December was Dammit Samantha. So let's listen to them. Take all my away, bells, it's time I need you. So that's Parlor Panther, and they performed in October on Shindig. And they're going to be playing next weekend. Also, Friday night, they're going to be a part of a show at the XY Club in the West End, Davy and Butte, Parlor Panther. And what are they opening for? I don't know. Anyway, XY Club next week. And then we also heard just before that, that was Damn It Samantha. And they're going to be doing a show at the Flamingo in Surrey on the 10th of February. Okay, we're going to take another quick break. Let's see. Oh, I did find out who the bands are going to be playing on the finale next week. Bored Decor, Mama Rude Gal, and Sorry Edith are the three finalists for Shindig next Friday at Pat's Pub. But we'll talk more about that later. Right now, we're going to take another quick break. And then when we come back, we're going to let you know what's happening at the Rio this weekend. As soon as I find one of these things that'll play, there's one.
Nikkei National Museum's Hastings Park 1942 exhibit marks the 75th anniversary of Japanese-Canadian internment. Visit the exhibit until January 13th to see Japanese Problem, a contemporary performance piece which offers a glimpse into a dark episode of history at the Pianese Livestock Barn. Nikkei National Museum is located in Burnaby and entry is by donation.
Without the help and support of our friends, we here at CITR wouldn't be able to bring you all the great music, art, cinema, and culture that you love. Thanks to the long-standing support from the Rio Theater, we are able to keep you informed on all the great artists, films, and everything else coming to town there. For all the current information about who and what's playing at the Rio Theater, visit their website at www.riotheater.ca.
So the Rio is playing a political documentary this weekend. It's called The Final Year, and it's all about what happened with Barack Obama during his last year in office. The Final Year is a unique insider's account of Barack Obama's foreign policy team during their last year in office. Director Greg Barker's acclaimed documentary is a remarkable achievement, as the team were given unprecedented access inside the White House and State Department, offering viewers an uncompromising look at the inner workings of the Obama administration as they prepare to leave power after 8 years in office. There are two showings. One is tonight at 6:30, and then again Sunday afternoon at 3:45. And then after the showing tonight, this is one of those movies I never heard anything about until the awards thing came out, and they're making a big deal about Willem Dafoe's performance. It's called The Florida Project. It's set on a stretch of highway just outside the imagined utopia of Disney World. The Florida Project follows six-year-old Mooney and her rebellious mother Haley over the course of a single summer. The two live week to week at the Magic Castle, a budget hotel managed by Bobby, in a career-high performance from Willem Dafoe, whose stern exterior hides the deep reservoir of kindness and compassion. Sounds like a really, really nice movie, and it's playing at the Rio Theater tonight. Showtime is at 8:45. Also going on this weekend at the Rio, there's Get Out is the midnight show at 11:30. There's music by The Wallows with guest New Rituals tomorrow at 7:30. And then on Sunday, for all you Blade Runner fans, there's a Blade Runner double bill, the final cut version of Blade Runner. And I believe this is the one without the film noir narration. Let's see here. What does it say? The definitive edition, the work print feature version, which has since been remastered for theatrical release. Catch it all in its director-approved Friday late-night futuristic digital sci-fi glory on the big screen, the way nature intended. It's also the last time they'll be screening it for a while. So you want to check that out and then stick around, because following that will be the brand new one, Blade Runner 2049. And that's the one with Ryan Gosling and Harrison Ford. I'm really interested in what's going on with Harrison Ford right now. He's sort of doing his old man tour. He's playing old man versions of all of his famous characters from the 80s. He's done the old man Indiana Jones, and then he did the old man Han Solo, and now he's doing the old man Rick Deckard. So good on you, Harrison Ford, for showing us that we can just keep rehashing same old characters and make making a career out of it. So that happens Sunday night at the Rio. The Blade Runner Final Cut is happening at 6 o'clock, and that'll be followed by Blade Runner 2049 at 8:30 p.m. Okay, we are going to hear from, let's play one more song here. Another band that didn't make it past the first round of Shindig, but definitely worth checking out. They played on October 24th, and they are called The Dead Zones. There you have it. That's The Dead Zones. If you're interested in theater improv, there's a new ensemble called Brio, and they have been working on for the last 6 months, experimenting with some bold ideas that challenge the limits of improvisation. And we're all invited to check out what they've come up with. They're doing a casual workshop performance tonight at the Dusty Flower Pot, which is Dusty Flower Shop, pardon me, which is in the back alley behind 2050 Scotia Street. It's one of those live-work
artist studio buildings, and Dusty Flower Shop is the space that you can access in the back lane there. Friend of the show, Jeff Gladstone, is one of the performers. The project funded by the BC Art Council. And this performance is part of the development process, so they won't be charging an entry fee. They're just asking you to be there to help them work out what they're working out on and maybe provide some donations to help them fund future projects. And if you are a theater artist and you would like to know more, maybe get involved in a future workshop, they're actually having a public workshop for theater artists on February 7th. And details can be found on their Facebook page, which we have linked to our Facebook page. Well, now it's time for the Dave Radio Call Board, our weekly listing of auditions, calls for crews, musicians, and other contributors for productions around Metro Vancouver. We believe that auditions announced here should be open to all genders, ethnicities, ages, and backgrounds. In fact, we encourage everyone to read for everything. We mentioned this before, but just to let you know, today is the deadline to submit for the 2018 Vancouver Fringe Festival Main Stage Lottery. Main stage venue spots are those that are placed where shows are placed in a venue supplied by the festival, including a technician, basic lighting and sound, as well as box office services and inclusion in the Fringe Festival program guide. If you are a main stage artist, you will be given 6 performance spots between September 6th and 16th. And noon today was the deadline. So you missed it. You missed it. I blew it. I teased you and then just took it away. But if you did make the deadline and you want to see if you got drawn, the party is Tuesday night, January 30th. And that's happening at Studio 1398 on Granville Island. As I said, the doors open at 5:30 and latecomers are welcome to attend. And you will see what's going on and all that stuff. Now, if you miss the deadline, but you still want to be involved in the Fringe, there's all kinds of other opportunities. Bring your own venue, BYOV. Site-specific and dramatic work series shows are still yet to be assigned. The information on that will be posted after the lottery on Tuesday. So we'll talk to more about that next week. And if you identify as a woman playwright, consider applying to be part of Advanced Theatre New Works by Diverse Women. Selected plays will be presented as dramatic readings during matinees at the 2018 festival. For more information on submitting that, you can go to Ruby Slippers Theatre, and submissions for that are due on February 15th. The Ensemble Theatre Company is doing their general auditions, setting up for their 2018 season. And this is a company that performs every summer at the Jericho Arts Centre. They do 3 shows in repertory, one show each night, show 1 on one night, show 2 on another night, show 3 the next night, and then they go back to show 1 again on the 4th night. If you are cast, you won't be asked to do more than 2 shows, so everybody gets 2 on one night off. They're looking for approximately 16 actors to fill out their roster. And the productions, as I say, happen in July and August at the Jericho Arts Center. And the auditions are happening on February 17th and 18th. The deadline to submit is midnight, January 31st. And you can go to ensembletheatrecompany.ca to find out more information on that. And Ensemble Theatre Company strongly encourages submissions from artists of all ethno-cultural backgrounds. They're committed to diverse casting and aim for a gender-balanced company every year. ensembletheatrecompany.ca. We got about another week to go before the East 15 Acting School auditions, which will be happening at Carousel Theatre for Young People on Monday, February 5th. This is a school that teaches in London, England, and they are scouring the world to find qualified candidates for their MFA acting, MFA directing, and BA acting categories. So if you want to find out more, their website is www.east15.ac.uk. Fighting Chance Productions have a couple of auditions coming up. One is for Pacific Overtures by Stephen Sondheim and John Weedman. They're specifically looking for Asian Canadian men or women between 18 and 70 for this production. It's going to be happening in February and March. And the audition date is yet to be determined, so contact them at fightingchanceproductions.ca to get details on that. And then they're also looking for people for their musical, Guys and Dolls, which is a classic 50s musical based on the writings of Damon Runyon. Our friend of the show, Jennifer Serratos, is going to be directing that one. And that's happening in August at the Waterfront Theater. The auditions are on the 3rd and 5th of February, so that's next weekend. Once again, check out auditions at fightingchanceproductions.ca to get all the information about that show. Theater in the Raw, doing Incident at Vichy by Arthur Miller, directed by Jay Hamburger. And that's happening in April. And the auditions are happening now until the 21st. Okay, that one's passed. That one's passed. I didn't call that one out. So we'll just pretend we didn't see that one and move on. Deep Cove Stage Society, Camelot, the big Lerner and Lowe musical about King Arthur, directed by Shalene Scott. That's happening in June at Deep Cove Theater, and their auditions are also passed. Okay, what about that one? That one has passed as well. So has that one. This one's still going on. It's Enigma Theater's The How and Why by Sarah Treem, directed by Tanya Methavanen. And that show is happening in May at Studio 1398 on Granville Island. The auditions are right now, this weekend, today and tomorrow at Carousel Theatre for Young People and BC Binning Studios. So go to Enigma Theatre, and that's spelled A-E-N-I-G-M-A. Yeah, A-N-A-E-N-I-G-M-A Theatre. They're looking for two women, one between the ages of 40 and 65, and another younger woman between 24 and 36. And they do say that if you are older or younger than the age is suggested, then they ask you to consider auditioning anyway, because they'll decide. We've got Les Filles du Roi by Corey Payette. This is a new trilingual musical tracing the historical roots of the current debate about migration, cultural diversity, gender equality, Indigenous sovereignty. And that's going to be happening at the York Theatre in April. The auditions are February 7th and 8th at Urban Inc. on, I think they're on East Broadway. Oh, no, they're on Hastings. They're on Hastings Street. Anyway, Fugue Theatre, F-U-G-U-E theatre.org has the details on that. We've got Sonderhaus Productions doing a production of True West by Sam Shepard, and that is happening in May at the Culture Lab. The auditions are February 6th and 8th. And they're looking specifically to have cast two roles, one of Saul, the Hollywood producer, and one of Mom. And that should do it. That should do it. That's our show. Thanks for spending your lunch hour with us. Remember, if you need a song that needs airplay, a show that needs audience, an audition that needs actors, a class that needs students, or a film shoot that needs background, we're here for you. Send your details to DaveRadioPodcast@hotmail.com, and please like us on Facebook. And if you missed any or all of today's show, or you want to relive glorious moments from the past, check out our podcast archives at CITR.ca. Stick around. We got lots of great programming coming up. And don't forget, at 3:30, it's Nardwar, the Human Serviette presents. Dave Radio returns next week at this same time. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye.
Debbie lover, don't you hit me down. I walk through the mountains and on the mound of the grass, sitting somewhere where I know it's so sweet. I'm sitting down thinking heavy like you're thinking of defeat. And I know death metal used to be my friend. Death metal used to be my friend. Death metal used to be my friend. Go down to the city center at least two times a week. Man, you could call that a bleep, but I have a set of serious friends who live down there in the sewers. All those rats, man, all those city-dwelling rats. They know me by my first name, and they follow me on Instagram. And sometimes they tweet at me, too. I know something you don't know. I know something that you don't know. I know something that you don't know.
I'm Peter Mansbridge, and you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.